Blog Talk Radio.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today. Oh, picket line and picket sign. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I further bear witness, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as our divine reminder and our midst, and I greet all of the audience, as well as the distinguished panel, in our greeting words of peace, Assalamu alaikum. And before I say anything, that was Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, and that's what I'm doing the whole time. What was going on with that song? Because it's all over the place. Blog Talk got some serious issues. I apologize ahead of time for the music, because, of course, that is not how that song goes. We're going to roll with it anyway. And it is my distinct honor and privilege and pleasure to view our beloved host, my brother, my friend, my right hand, Brother Kareem Muhammad, all the way from St. Louis, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam, dear Queen Aziza. And I'm fine by Allah's permission and His grace. Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, indeed, I am fine. I want to thank you again for allowing me the opportunity to come on Nation Building Network with this show, Conscious Black Nation, and to serve. And I'm fine. I have no complaints whatsoever.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, so Brother Kareem, why don't you first tell us what the show topic is and then introduce our very panelists that we have with us tonight that have so graciously blessed us with their press.
Absolutely. Well, tonight's show is entitled Ultimate Networking. Okay, and very briefly, what the show is about. Well, let me start with some definitions. That's what I'll do. The word alternate, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is defined as occurring or succeeding by turns, one that substitutes for another, to change or other. The word network is a very interesting word. It's defined as a fabric or structure of cords or wires that cross at regular intervals and are knotted or secured at the crossings. An interconnected or interrelated chain, group, or system. An association or loose association of people for the benefit of one another. And that's what a network is defined. So we're here to talk about alternate networking. And to introduce our distinguished panel, who is going to actually get into this because they're the ones that introduced me to the term, to the concept. And the first individual I'm going to introduce is King Ra, also known as Victor King. Brother, step up front and center and introduce yourself. Tell us something about yourself.
Okay. I'm King Ra, and I am working on organic house sauce, and it's called King Ra All-Purpose House Sauce. And I am a networker for everybody.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, that's fine. All right, and our next distinguished panelist is none other than Sister Susie Mayberry Parker. Please introduce yourself, Queen.
Thank you, King Kareem. Hello, family. My name is Queen Susie Mayberry Parker, and I am your delegated governor for IBEBPAC.org. What that stands for is Infinity Building Economics and Black Political Action Committees. What that will help us to do is have invested interest into ourselves and our community. And I'll stop right there. I'll share more shortly.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. That's a good thing. And on that note, I mean, now what it brought to mind to me when I looked up the word network, and it gave me the definition, and the first definition that it gave, it talked about a fabric. It brought to mind to me a scripture from the Bible wherein it says that you do not pour new wine into old bottles, lest the new wine burst the old bottles and the bottle and the wine be lost. It also talks about, in that same part of the Bible, about trying to patch, and I'm paraphrasing it because I couldn't find it, so I don't have the exact quote for you, but it talks about trying to repair an old garment with new cloth. And what it says is that if you attempt to repair an old garment with new cloth, then the new cloth is going to tear the old garment, and it's saying the rent, in other words, the damage will be worse. And the idea is that behind that is that the new cloth, being just that new, has more strength. has more integrity than the old cloth. Now, that being the case, and laying that is the background for us, I want to ask, and I'm going to start with you, Queen Susie. Alternate networking. What is alternate networking, and why is it important to our community?
Well, alternate networking is going back to the natural instead of using the things that's harmful to our bodies and stuff. Our struggle with environmental injustice has been GMOs in our community, on our foods, and all in the air, and just so much stuff just blowing everywhere that's hazardous to our health. When we network, we want to know what's good out here, what businesses exist, how long have they existed, how do they serve our community, and how can we invest into their organization to be an asset to their company?
Okay.
So we're always talking about green, going green.
Okay, you said we're always talking about growing grains?
Going green, going back to the natural.
Okay, going green is what you're saying. Yes, ma'am. Okay,
yes.
Going green. So going back to the natural way that human beings should live.
Yes, indeed.
Now that being the case, now it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, it's my understanding that everything begins with the thinking processes, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so could you elaborate to me or expound, elaborate on this? Since we're talking about going green or going back to the natural, okay, how in what way does this involve our thinking processes? I mean, because from the examples, I mean, a person's behavior is dictated by their thinking. So, as I'm going through my day and traveling, meeting people, having to interact with them, a lot of times I would have to say that the behavior, as far as I can see it, is unnatural. I mean, because I believe it's an unnatural thing for people to scowl at one another. It's an unnatural thing for individuals to be looking at other people with the idea in their mind of malice or how they can rip them off. It's just me, I'm looking at it this way. It's unnatural for people to go around and eat at places like Macbeth, okay, the Burger Killer, Jack the Ripper Box. In essence, these places aren't serving food, because food is something that nourishes you. Food is something that, this is just one example, but food is something that gives you or gives your body things that it needs to live, to survive, and then indeed to thrive. Anything that we take into our body that doesn't do that is just a consumable. Okay. So, with that, like I said, so if you would explain to me, in your view, how the thinking fits into, going green and alternate networking.
Yes, indeed. On our different topics pertaining to our foods, pertaining to our construction work, pertaining to our behavior, that has the GMOs and the bad foods and the bad things that's happening to us is the alternatives are to garden, to plant our own food, to do for ourselves, and to make sure that we have herbs and supplements, as well as our therapies and yoga classes. And we want to get into things that is not common, that everybody's not really paying attention to. We can create a lot of stuff for us, our
yoga class and our health expos. We can put our meals together. We can help everybody to detox together. Sister Chris Jackson, we, King Rye and I, have been working with our team to try to make sure that we have access to this opportunity. We ask all vendors that do holistic medicines to join us in this fight to rid the ills of health disparities in our community. And with the way that the expo is going, all of us can all ante up. We can have invested interest into the event and make sure that it is given to the community. We asked our community. We had an event at World Center. We're doing the different recreational centers. Those that cook healthy food come out. Put the sauce on the healthy food as well. It's just we have resources amongst ourselves that we can utilize.
Okay, that's fine. And that is something that I do want to get into. It's just, like I said, let me go to King Ra for a second. I'm posing the same question to you, King Ra. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm posing the same question to you. Now, you know, in other words, like I said, in talking about going green, talking about alternate networking, okay, the condition or the mindset of the majority of people out here, and particularly in our community, okay, what are the effects of this, or what are some of the mindsets, or what are some of the symptoms of the mindset, you know, that you see for yourself? The people are suffering from, honestly.
Okay. I give you all a good example. I all my life I've been eating unhealthy and fast foods and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden I had a tumor on the back of my back that got the size of a baseball. And that was all the unhealthy eating and the fast foods, and so I had surgery. But after surgery, and 2 years after surgery, I was still having inflammation in my back. But just because I started eating healthy and then I put the house sauce into my system, my back is fine, it's clear, it's flat, and I feel good. That's the best I ever felt in my life. And so now my thinking is turning around, and I feel motivated and everything else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Queen Aziza, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, you know I'm going to leave you out of this discussion. I just never do that.
Yes, sir.
And
you have
right.
A question on the line, Brother Kareem.
Okay, well, we go to the question first. We'll go, and then we're going to come back to you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, since St. Louis again is dominating the house, I'm going to last four numbers. Area code 314, last four numbers, 7063. Your mic is live. 7063, that's the last of your phone. Your mic is live.
You're talking to me now. Hi, everybody. I'm Sister Max, and well, Evangelist Maxine Johnson. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I was invited to this line by my dear friend Susie Parker. It's my first time
yep.
on the call.
And, well, welcome, welcome.
And I want to let you know I did find the scripture that you were referring to about the old wine and the new skin and breaking the bottles. That's
well, come on.
That's in Matthew chapter 9. You ought to read the whole chapter when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples. But when he gets down to verse 16 and 17, because he talks about the power of healing the sick and raising the dead, and then he talks about he sent to not for the righteous but for the sinner to repent. Then verse 16 says, no man put a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment. and the rent is made rust. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. He's talking about being born again, made new, mind, soul, and body. So there's your scripture, there's your Bible class for the evening.
Thank you. No, thank you. Sister Maxine, right?
And I'm Evangelist Maxine Johnson. I'm a relative of Jesus Christ. I'm the lady with the Rosa Parks poster that they threw out the meeting for the support of President Obama's health care bill. And I'm the president of the National Parent Union. And so, yeah, that's me, Evangelist Sister Maxine Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you very, very much. Very, very much. We appreciate that because, this is what I'm talking. This is networking.
Yes, ma'am. We got more people on the call, too. Yeah, St. Louis in the house.
I'm going home with G. Phillips, St. Louis, Missouri. Graduated from Luther North High School, went to Sumner.
All right. That's beautiful. Well, thank you.
If you don't mind for a second, because I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to speak. I don't know. Might be 100 folks waiting in line. So I'm going to take my chance while I can.
Well, go right ahead.
I want to let everybody know there is a new company in town in the United States called TotalLifeChanges.com/M Johnson. And the number one product that they sell is a detox tea with 9 herbs. They started in, they're in 140 Latin-speaking countries, and they just came to America. 97% of the distributors are Spanish. So we start St. Louis as the first English-speaking team, started about 2 months ago. So the market is untapped. You make 50% off everything you sell, and the product is phenomenal. So I want to let you people know, go to the website, TotalLifeChanges.com/M Johnson. And there's going to be a live webinar Thursday at 6 o'clock. You just go to isot.com. That's I-A-S-O live. It's called www.isolive.com. And you click on Fuzz Meeting, and you hear the president of this company was 425 pounds. He's 175 pounds, traveled the world, had dinner with Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson is on this pure Ganoderma. It's 500 milligrams of Ganoderma, the mushroom that the Chinese use. And I tell you, this product is taking the nation by storm. It's an untapped market. It's a ground level entry. So it's a pioneer coming. I'd like to welcome folks that are looking for some right now money to join. Very economical and affordable, but it's powerful. So on Thursday, go to isolive.com and check it out. But I'm excited. I have a degree in psychology. I've been introduced to this company three weeks ago, and I have not stopped working. I tell you, it's powerful.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sister Maxine. We appreciate that information. And just so that, you know, let me remind everyone, all right, the program, okay, we are glad to have anybody, everybody, come in, ask questions, make comments. However, because of the limited amount of time that we do have, we really want to stay on point and on subject. So at the end, toward the end of the program, if you have any more, you know, information of that nature, you know, I would ask you to hold that type of information till toward the end of the program so we can really expand, you know, on the concept, all right, right now of this alternate network, you know. But I want to thank you, sister, for everything, you know, that you just shared with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, Queen Aviza, I know you get there. Okay. Let's be busy. All right. Okay, that being the case. Now, what I want to do, the second question that I have, and Sister Susie, you there? Queen Susie, you there?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, is the second question that I want to delve into is, how is alternate networking different from the other methodologies or other ways that they brought us networking, and is it better?
Yes, it is better because I am able to go into
a workplace or a event and network that event to get everybody's business card, brochures, and proposals to pass around and delegate to different people who's looking for jobs, housing, so forth and so on. All of our for-profit businesses and our not-for-profit businesses, we want to know their information. We want to know the franchise information, the way that we have been doing it traditionally has been that, oh, no, you can't come into this place and network your business if it's pertaining to holistic health or if it's pertaining to whatever the topic is. And a lot of our people have told me that. I've been a networker out here since 1991. They don't want to share information with one another. They said that they do, and that's what I have found that is different. So I chose to do this type of networking a different way to say that I could go anywhere. If I'm in Chicago, I'm going to network the event that I go to because I might not never get back to that event or be able to see that person again. So you don't let a business person walk away from you. You want to allow the business person to give you their information. A lot of our businesses don't share the information to the community because they just sit in the building. That's a problem to me. When you come out to the public, you can, you know, share the resources with them. We can have block parties. We have to be able to network in social places and everything, but the powers that be have us doing this, and it's not okay.
Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am. I'm in 100% agreement with you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to – yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to see – Queen of Caesar, you freed up yet? Okay. No problem.
Are we allowed to chime in on what she spoke on?
Yes.
Ma'am? Are we allowed to chime in on what Sister Susan, on the topic that Sister Susan was just talking about?
Okay, just a second, because I'm getting two mics here.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Go ahead.
I said, are we allowed to comment on what?
Absolutely. Your mic is live. You are allowed to comment. I mean, that's what this forum is about.
Okay, I just like what Sister Sue said was because I did run for office over the third ward, and she talked about the powers to be, and those powers to be have oppressed our people and they're afraid and silenced their voices. Well, what I've done, even though I didn't take the office seat, I have a flexible working. What I do is I network with a key person in each precinct, and what we're doing, we begin to bring
exciting.
Them together and let them know that they really are in charge of their future. We find out what business that they have. We're organizing groups where they can take their voices back again. So even though the powers of being don't want you to do anything, we are still knocking on doors, getting to know our neighbors. So we're putting together a network list of plumbers and drywallers, black men that are unemployed, so we can tell folks who to go use in our community instead of folks outside the community coming and taking all our resources. So we're doing the same thing that you're talking about, Sister Susie, moving within our community, empowering each other, and talking about sustainability, keeping that money within the community, encouraging people that they can do things without the elected officials. I can nail on your house next door. I can babysit your child here. I can sell you some bread, and you can buy some shoes for me within each other. So she's right on key target. There's no more business as usual. We can't come in because y'all sitting there holding the building but not allowing the people to come in. If we got to take the service on the sidewalk or the block party, that's what we got to do.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you. And on that point, I want to share something with you and with the audience, the listening audience. And it comes from a book. The book is entitled Message to the Black Man. And it's on page 194 of that book. And what it states is that the title of this particular chapter is A Sound Economic Plan, and it's part one. And I think this speaks directly to what you're talking about. And in here, this book is written by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And in here, he describes our plight economically. And just before I read it, what you all are talking about, what I'm hearing as far as this alternate networking is concerned and what you all are already doing, Sister Maxine, Queen Susie, is already an answer to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said need to be done. But I want to share this, as part of, so we can make it part of the discussion. He states this. He says, the economic plight of the black people of this land has so long been neglected by so-called leaders that even our own people have forgotten its basic importance. Mm-hmm. Our economic position remains at the bottom of the ladder because of this ineffective leadership and because so many of our people ignore the basic rules of a healthy economic life. We fail to develop self-leadership in economics. We are in the midst of the so-called civil rights struggle, and this was written back in the 60s, and ferment among the black and oppressed reaches new heights. I shall list critically but constructively the guide and outline which must be followed if this black nation of, and at that time of 22 million, now 40 to 50 million, is ever to achieve true independence and equality. We shall begin with these 4 points. Number one, our knowledge of self, others, and the times should force us to become more prudent in our spending. Unnecessary spending by trying to keep pace with the wealthy of this country has done more to put us on the path of the prodigal son than anything else. Let us be taught how to spend and save by those of us who desire to see us out of poverty and want. Number two, do not be too proud to meet together as leaders and teachers to discuss the solution of how to stop this reckless downhill fall of our people. Number three, no one so-called Negro leader seems to want a meeting with me to discuss the plight of our people in North America. Number four, I have set before you a program according to the divine supreme being and his prophets. You have neither produced a better program nor anything to equal it. Your present plans are involved in one of the most disgraceful programs, especially you who boast that you are free and want freedom. Justice and equality with your slave masters by sitting, standing, and begging to be accepted as brothers of those who for 400 years have brought you into your present condition and have made you a people unwanted by the civilized nations of the earth. No one wants foolish people who love everyone but themselves and their own kind, who would rather beg than go for self or even ask the slave masters to help them go for self. Such people, numbering into the millions, are on the road to destruction if their downhill speed is not checked by Allah God and his messenger. And I share that, again, like I said, because exactly what you all have shared as the activities you are participating in now actually speaks to those ills. It actually, in my view, in my purview, it speaks to those ills because that's exactly, like you said, you said the powers that be. Yes, well, we know that the powers that be, for the most part, even if they have a black face on them, we know who's pulling the strings. We know who's pulling the strings. And so, that's why when you shared this with me, Queen Susie, in depth, that's why I was very interested in being able to bring this forth to the public.
Yes, okay. I did.
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you the third question, and King Ra, you still there with us? Okay. I guess he may be busy.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying
to get him back on the phone. His is going to voicemail, but I'll keep trying to get him back.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm glad that you're back.
I was trying to ask you when you called in my name because your phone was going in and out. I wasn't sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were calling me or somebody else.
Yes, ma'am. I was calling you, and see, now here they go again, because see, that's never happened before.
Yeah, no. I know. It's been a strange night already.
Yes, ma'am. Well, now, since I have you back, very quickly, I wanted to pose to you this question, you know, to get your response on it.
I want to pose this question.
I want to pose this question to you concerning the mental state, okay, and how the mental state, you know, what you see, because, you know, in your work, how you see the mental state and how it's keeping us from unifying, because that's basically what we're talking about here is unity. We're talking about unifying on all levels, but how do you see the mental state and as a problem in this?
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, after you have been under the rule of the oppressor for over 400 years, we have to understand that the mental health disease itself, Ari, is a generational process, especially for those of us who are now living here presently. We have to understand that mentality from the original slaves that initially landed on the shore, whatever they ended up conforming to, that has been passed on from generation to generation to generation. And so it is the mission or the obtainment of knowledge of self that is the only cure to that process. And when we learn who we are and learn our value, because we were stripped of the very nature of ourselves, the very love and appreciation of ourselves, when we were stripped of all of that, we begin to take less care of ourselves because we found no value in our lives, the lives of others that look like us. So in order to get back to what we need to be, you have to first have knowledge of self. The aspects of our diet, foods that are not even really created for human consumption enough where it won't kill you after the first dose, but after the first thousand, as you know, we get all these diseases and things of that nature. And all of that just because we are out of sync with ourselves and we are separated from our given nature, Brother Kareem. And I hope I answered the question.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There was no particular answer I was looking for. It's simply to get your perspective on that, you know, because I always look, you know, I always look for the balance. And now, yes, ma'am. Queen Susie, you there? You with us?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you've already talked about, as well as Evangelist Maxine, I believe it is. I know you both have already talked about a lot of some opportunities, but I want to delve more now. And feel free, and then after you both answer, and this question is for both of you, after you both answer, then I want to take some more calls, if there are any more calls, is there any more questions. The question is this: what are some of the various opportunities available through alternate networking? You know, so if you would delve more deeply into that.
Yes, I will. Well, the alternate that worked for me so far, I was homeless 3.5 years, and I was blessed to run into Infinity Building Economics and Black Political Action Committees. And what that had given me the opportunity to work with is having a solution organization. They asked me to be the delegate for the governor, And our mission is to establish the first ever national black-owned bank in America that services the needs of our community. You can help it to help us create jobs and economic empowerment for our underserved. Our organization focuses on creating our own affordable housing, education, teaching people how to become self-sufficient. Infinity brings one of the first well-rounded and holistic home building, manufacturing, and collective investment system to service our underserved, again, in the community. And what that has done is I have invested interest. Also, I have an inheritance. That is something that school never taught me. These teachers around here haven't shared that with me. I sit with Brother Eugene Friesen Sr. He's one of our elders in the faith, and he has been sharing with me what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been teaching. I have not been under that teaching, but I've been getting bits and pieces of everything from different places here and there to learn my culture. So with that opportunity, Mr. Friesen was one of the first brothers in the project to create a credit union. The reason why we're talking about banking is because if we don't own the things that we need, then we are still subjective to our oppressor. So we must manufacture everything, and he has really instilled that into us to do for self with reparations and redress initiatives that we can create. We have the proclamation to develop us. We have a charter for reparations. We have the way to develop ourselves because we own our own businesses, and our students will help us, and they always have different resources that's not common out here or traditional, I would say. So that really put me on the map to come out of this poverty. I'm on an SSI check doing all of this stuff. I have invested interest into it. What it gave me was a national share for an organization to be a part of an organization. Brother Malcolm X always talked about being a part of an organization, and that's where at the grassroots levels, all of us can be have invested interest and be a part of something. This radio show is called Nation Building Network, and it is for a conscious black nation. So let's where's the nation, nations of us, and let's all just gather together and network.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're right on point. And Evangelist Maxine, you yet with us?
Yes, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful, beautiful. So, again, like I said, same question. You know, I mean, if you can expand on the question, what are some of the various opportunities available through alternate networking? You know, that, you know, other things, because, yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Well, you know, like I said, networking is the key, and throughout the years, because of the oppression, not just with black people, if you go through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, there's always been somebody greater over the other, some captivity, some slavery, you know, from disobedience, but regardless, God is the answer. And through my fight, well, before eminent domain, you may remember when they was trying, the Lutheran Church was trying to take my home, and they was recalling the Alderman. That's how I was waking up. I was, like everybody else, not involved. Only voted for the president and maybe the mayor. Didn't go to any meetings. Just try to get folks to heaven. Forget about earth. But when I became a victim of eminent domain, my world woke up. I started going to Jefferson City, started lobbying different deals, started calling my elected officials. One phone call represents 10,000 phone calls. I started holding them accountable. And I got out of my comfort zone, I hate to say it, because I was a victim. If that hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't have met Susie. what it meant you, and it's just taken my life a whole other direction. I now go down to the Board of Education for their board meetings. I try to establish boards, tell folks what's important about a board. Like you're talking about being a part of organizations. I also started a 100 Black Women organization. I organized a Black homeschool education group because I knew our kids were getting expelled 10 days at a time, 10 days at a time. And they had homeschool groups, South City, South County. Nothing was North St. Louis. I said, we're smart. We built the pyramid. So my girlfriend and I organized a Black homeschool education group. I worked with churches, showing churches how to set up not-for-profits. I may not know all the details, but there's an organization coming to our community setting up a not-for-profit with the help of the aldermen, don't live in our community, creating low-income housing, yet they taking the money. I told the churches, I'm not mad at them anymore. What we need to do is form our own, create our own housing component where the money will stay in the community, like the movie It's a Wonderful Life. And so I'm involved all over, but networking is the key. The Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken. I need you. You need me. We may not agree on everything, but you better understand one thing. We need each other. The Hispanic group, we're all moving one house so they can buy another house. The Chinese are moving all one house and buy so they can build that business. And I understand that when the tsunami hit over there in India and it was destroyed 100,000 people, first thing the people did was rebuild the economic base. They built the stores and then the houses. Well, what has happened with American in American culture in American cities is they have destroyed our economic base. Somebody else is running our stores, the Iranians, the Chinese. But, you know, we don't own it. And I tell everybody, store, I drive out my neighborhood, go down there on Natural Bridge and King's Highway at that black-owned service station, and I spend my $20. We got to become conscious in spending our money. We got to begin to create on piece of paper. They don't invite us to the table. They've left us out for years. We don't know how to organize, so we got to tap into our students that are in college, our college major, our psychology major, and start putting those students to work interning. We've got to create an economic base in our own community. We don't have to go out. Everything we need is right under our nose, and I understand that. I'm not moving from my neighborhood. I'm standing right there meeting with the churches, meeting with anybody that will listen about the power of owning and forming your own business. If you got to store out the trunk of your car, out of the room in your house, we've got to start spending our money among our own community if there's going to be a change. So that's an alternative networking. We've got to support each other consciously. If you, my girlfriend has her own sewing business, well, I should take my alteration to her. And if you do the house sauce, I didn't know about the house sauce, but now that I know about it, I'm going to buy it from them. And so alternatives, not being afraid of what's on the table, create what you want on the table on your own. If we don't do something now, our children, our next generation, they're going to continue being invisible slavery. They're going to continue to be dumbed down. It's our duty to reach back to the next generation and create a future for them. I got six children. Every last one of them go to college. I work on their soul and I work on their body. But they got to know how to take care of themselves. So, yeah, we've got to network with each other. We've got to support each other. First of all, start saving and spending our money with each other and creating businesses that doesn't exist. Otherwise, we're going to continue living in poverty. But I'm not going to be broke. Like I said, and that's how I got involved with this company called Total Life Changes. You know, the Hispanic people, I'm so glad they didn't give it to the rich folks. If they gave it to the rich folks, we wouldn't be making 50% off of everything sold. I'm glad they gave it to a struggling group of people because now they understand and they brought it right back to our community, the minorities. We have an opportunity to earn income and be healthy. And our product is a consumable product. $12 for a pack of tea to make a gallon of tea, we all can afford that. But most entrepreneurs don't do one thing. Most entrepreneurs got their hands in five or six different things at one time because they don't quit.
Indeed.
Yes, ma'am.
When they
yes,
call
ma'am.
Me at 5, you call me at 532-7063. And like I said, we're working on getting people to educate their own children, start their own schools. You know, I say take back your $17,000. Your kids go to school every day and they ain't learning and they blaming the parents. So the National Parent Union is a voice for the parents, not just for education, just going to school, learning ABCs, but educate them on how to hold the judges accountable, get people to be judges, how to spend their money and to take back their money. We want to educate the parents from A to Z. Anything they spend their money on, we want to teach them how to take that little component back and start their own. So we got a lot to do.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I know I'm excited myself already. And
yes,
again, everything, and I noticed, like I said, each thing, every time you all give an answer, it's right in line with the message brought by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I mean, and it's beautiful to see, as you said, Evangelist Maxine, see, the thing is that what we have got to understand about this unity, I'm in 100% agreement with you, is that regardless of whether we agree on everything,
mm-hmm.
there's so many things that need to be done that we can agree upon.
Absolutely.
We can leave the things we disagree upon pushed to the side, because
absolutely.
In the end, God will settle the differences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As long as we work together to solve the problems or the issues that face us all, regardless of religion, regardless of no religion, regardless of what lines, like you say, we may or may not disagree upon, because that's simply been another way the enemy has kept us apart. Now, on that note, before I get to the next question, I want to share this just simply to show to the listening audience that how much in agreement, regardless of our differences, we are. And this, again, comes from the book, Message to the Black Man. And by the way, when it says message to the black man, let's be clear. Black man meaning us as a people. Don't just mean the man. Because the human being, because God in the Bible tells us that he created Adam, created he them, male and female. So we have to be clear on that. So when it says message to the black man, it's talking about to the human being. And if this is on page 170, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad states this. He says, we must stop relying upon the white man to care for us. We must become an independent people. So-called Negroes should, 1, separate yourselves from the slave master. 2, pool your resources, education, and qualifications for independence. 3, stop forcing yourselves into places where you are not wanted. 4, make your own neighborhood a decent place to live. 5, rid yourselves of the lust of wine and drink and learn to love self and your kind before loving others. 6, unite to create a future for yourself. 7, build your own homes, schools, hospitals, and factories. 8, do not seek to mix your blood through racial integration. 9, stop buying expensive cars, fine clothes, and shoes before being able to live in a fine home. 10, spend your money among yourselves. 11, build an economic system among yourselves. 12, protect your women. And like I said, I just wanted to share that very quickly to show how much in agreement that we are. And this is moving along. It's on fire. Queen Aziza, do we have any questions, any comments on the line?
Yes, Governor Parker has a comment.
Oh, well, one second.
Okay, let me remind the listening audience, those of you who are in the chat room, if you have a question, please type it in, and we will ask the question on your behalf. Those of you who are calling by telephone, please press 1 on your dial pad, and we will see that you have a question. But as of now, Brother Kareem, no one has their hand up. But let me say it again. If you're in the chat room, type in your question. We will ask it on your behalf. Those of you who are calling by telephone, press 1 on your keypad. We will see that you have a question.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, Governor Parker, you said you had a comment?
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
Yes, indeed. The message to the black man and page 170, that's awesome because it, again, like I said, from Mr. Eugene Friesen teaching me about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and being self-determined, I have gathered some inheritance, which is the opportunity for me to have invested interest in the national organization, which is $25, and then the share to build our credit union and our bank, that was $115. I invested into a personal share, and I also have invested into the share for affordable housing. I am a renter. I haven't ran into anyone yet that can help me to become a homeowner pertaining to credit and all of that stuff. But I have money to where is the point that I can invest into a home and have my own materials and invest the shares for the materials. That's what we want to do with IBE. IBE has been in existence for 23 years when I got it. I got it 3 years and 8 months ago. We have 12 board members and children on board. They're learning how to save money. They're learning how to do conference calls. They're learning how to do banking, and this is a component that was missing for us that we needed for our economics. So that opportunity has really empowered me. Again, I will say that I'm on an SSI check, and I will say to everyone, shame on everyone that has money, that has a car, that has a computer, because I don't have a computer, I don't have a car, and I just now got some money. So this opportunity has really, really empowered me as well as those that's on our team. And we have some land in Gary, Indiana. Mr. Steffens gave us all of his inheritance, y'all, for everyone in the whole United States to be a part of it. If we get 50 people in this state of Missouri to help us to organize housing, we will have $10,000 at the price of one-time membership of $340. We all will have ended up on. And with that $10,000 that we come up with the 50 people, we will start purchasing weatherized quality materials to build our houses and things instead of building those fabricated houses and barely doing things right and stuff like that. We don't want those type of contractors and stuff. Also, I've been able to get a hold to the Section 3 certificate. The Section 3 certificate is wide open for us to create our own jobs with construction. What that entails is a federal contract so that we will be able to have our own media, have our green workforce going forward, as well as our workshops and training going forward. So the apprenticeship classes that we can do will help to make sure that everybody is certified. When our contractors become certified, you'll have pretty much quality services given back to the consumer. And that's what I'm really looking for because, again, customer service in this United States has been bad. Consumer services has been terrible, to whereas we haven't had public service. So if we want private services, then let's get the public service and use the vote that we have utilized. I am using my vote. I am not going to let the enemy take this vote and turn it around into where it makes it null and void. WhiteHouse.gov is our study. Library of Congress is our study.
Section3jobs.gov is our study. Reparations.gov is our study. Reparations.org, reparations.com, all of that is there. Those corporate lawsuits that is in the hearing process, we want to piggyback off of those lawsuits, those hearings and things to create the, to get the people who's resolving issues. We want to come up with solutions and not keep talking about problems. So I have resources. For me to be on SSI Check, those that's on SSI, SSDI can collaborate with me because I'm a job developer for those on SSI, SSDI to get their check for the next 5 years to where is they won't be under any subjection of losing their check because they want to do a home-based business or whatever the case is. $3,000 is not the limit. If I made $1 million before the end of this year, I'm covered to get my check and the $1 million at the same time. So WorkNetNow.com is that website. We network with Sam Jones down at the St. Patrick's Center. And that is going to really help us to get into our entrepreneurship. The school did not teach us how to be entrepreneurs. I'm learning this. This is our education and ways and means with to be to learn our culture, culture, not race, not none of that. We're talking about the culture of us. So with this invested interest, all of us could do it. I'm a mother of three and a grandmother of nine, and they have it. So everybody else, let's get this inheritance for our families.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's right. That's right.
Brother Kareem, I just wanted to let you know. Brother Victor is back, I believe, and you have a question in queue.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let's take the question in queue, please. Thank you.
Okay. Area code 314, last four numbers 9762. Your mic is live. Phone number is 9762. Your mic is live.
Okay, is that me, King Ross?
Nah.
Is that me, King Ross?
No, sir.
Okay.
You said are those the last four numbers of your phone number?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. No, 9762. Okay, maybe they don't want to say anything right now. Okay.
Okay, I understood.
Back on the line.
Okay, well, King Ron, I'm glad to have you back, brother.
Yes, sir. My call dropped inside of here. I was working, and now I'm done. I'm just trying to get back in queue with you all.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Well, you back in queue, and it's a beautiful thing. See how God worked, because guess what? The next question is this. I want you to tell us more about the products that you produce.
Okay. I have three different sauces, maybe four or five, that we've been working on, and they all are organic. But my main sauce is our house sauce, and it helps with cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, Parkinson's disease, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But it also gives you energy. It helps hold that stuff down, but it also gives you energy, and it helps with your skin complexion and your vision and your hair. If you got dandruff in your hair and stuff like that, it'll start clearing all this stuff up. And plus, if you go, once you get the sauce in your system and you go do a stool, you go to the restroom and use it, it holds down the smell after the sauce is in your system. So this sauce is so powerful that it took the worms out of my dog.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So I encourage everybody to let's work together as a team and let's enhance what we have to work with, and let's do it. You know, we all on a professional level, and it's time for a change for us. It's time for us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, now, again, you know, back to the products. So I know you mentioned about the fact that you had, I think you said you had a tumor. At some point you had a surgery.
Yes, sir.
Now, the reason I mention that is because what I want to get into is what actually prompted you to create these products.
Well, actually, my sister, she came up with the recipe of the sauce, but I took all her ingredients and made it all organic with the same concept that she, you know, had. And so she said she didn't have time to try to produce the sauce so everybody can get this healing. And I said, well, I'm going to do it. You know, so that's how I come up with the sauce.
Okay, so, I mean, it wasn't necessarily out of a personal need. It was out of a personal desire to provide something that was beneficial.
Yes, sir. When I started doing this, I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just putting organic stuff together, and I didn't know. I'd done my research on the product that I'm putting together, and I mean, it's a whole 2 pages full of stuff that this sauce helps with.
Yes, sir. Now, okay, and so now I want to ask you this, because, you know, the word, see, because nowadays words are bandied about, you know what I mean, or used, I should say it like that. Words are used so often now, particularly commercially. You know, I mean, you see a lot of things that are quote-unquote listed as organic. Okay. Now, what makes your products, you know, being organic, different from the other products that are out here on the market that they list themselves as organic? However, when you actually research them, you will find that when they say organic, they simply mean that they didn't use any pesticides. But as far as the fact that, but they may be using, quote-unquote, GMOs, a genetically modified organism, in the particular product. They may be using, let's just stick with the GMOs. I mean, that's bad enough. You know, a lot of times they'll say it's organic, but it'll contain GMOs. So how is your product different from those who claim to be organic versus what's truly organic?
Okay, I use all natural products, and in the process of growing my own peppers and stuff. So
yes, sir.
And so that's not GMO in there in those products. And we buy our stuff from the Whole Foods stores, and so there is nothing sprayed on our peppers or anything like that, you know, that's going to cause us any harm, as if the stuff that we've been eating, that I've been eating all my life, there's a total difference in my body. There's a total difference in my body, and I feel so much better. I can even think straight. I'm not angry anymore. Oh, this is awesome.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah, go right ahead. I mean, and those are the things I want you to share. You know, get more in depth and more in detail about the benefits. You know, not just the physical benefits, but also the mental, the spiritual benefits of the product. Because
Some children was making bad grades. Well, they didn't always make bad grades, but they started making bad grades and making bad decisions, getting suspended from school and everything. This year, this lady, all three of her boys are on honor roll, and I fed them this sauce all summer. And so this sauce helps you make better decisions, and it develops the mind. An 88-year-old man, his ass is gray. He looked like he's about ready to pass out, and so, he's good now.
Go ahead, bro.
No, I was going to just imply that we do have an organic tea also. You all haven't tasted that yet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What I'm looking forward to tasting is because I'll let individuals know I have tried the house sauce myself. I actually put it in my bean soup. It's excellent. I mean, it enhanced the taste of the soup. And I'm looking forward to it granting me the other benefits that you just talked about. So, in essence, what you're saying to us, is that the ingredients and in the combination that you have the ingredients actually begins to help balance brain chemistry, because that's where a lot of these behaviors and things come from, is an imbalance in the brain chemistry.
Yes.
I mean, if they tell us that you are what you eat. So when we eat things, and that's where I was going with you, the organic aspect of it, for a thing to be truly organic, you know, with the definition of what organic is, it means that you are literally, you are consuming a living organism. See, if it's not living, it's not food. I mean, for example, you got people that, I mean, they love, they say for the convenience, they love seedless grapes or seedless oranges, things of that nature. Well, now, wait a minute. See, God put a seed in everything. And if you give me something that doesn't have a seed in it, since the plant, or whatever plant it is, and even the animals and even us, we grow from a seed.
Yes.
You know, an orange tree grows from an orange seed. Grapevine grows from a grape seed. Human being grows from human seed. We know that as sperm. Mix with ovum, grow from a human seed. So if you give me something that doesn't produce seeds, in essence, it doesn't have any life in it. So how can it sustain me as a living being? And so that's what organic, truly organic means. And like I said, I mean, I'm enjoying the sauce. And so the benefits that...
I wanted to say the way that you will recognize there's a change in you. It could be happiness. See,
yes,
called me up and said, "This sauce makes me happy." You know, and with that fact
right,
of
right.
somebody taking the sauce, they done told me they feet don't hurt anymore. Or, you know, usually they high heel shoes off at a certain time and they still got them on and stuff. You know, and this is an older lady that told me that. But you know, the organic house sauce is. It's going back to the natural state of us. So, and it's going to make us natural and natural thinking and natural feeling. And so, in order to feel what I'm feeling, the best way to put this sauce in your system is for the first couple of days, just take a couple of teaspoons of it a day, you know, and it'll get in your system. And then you'll start to, well, some people don't notice. But you have to really pay attention to yourself and your inner self and who you are as a person. And know the sauce going to do something. It motivates you or do something. It does different things for different people. And whatever we have missing inside of us, it replenishes and it adds to us. So it replenishes stuff that we have missing in our bodies. Like I said, when I used to eat fast food, I used to feel like, I'm tired, you know. And then all of a sudden, this sauce have me motivated every morning. I could get 30 minutes, oh, my God, I can get 30 minutes worth of sleep, wake up and do 8 hours and feel like I had 8 hours worth of sleep. That's how this sauce works. When it's time for your body to shut down, you'll get a good night's rest. But if you just need 30 minutes of rest and you wake up, you'll feel so rejuvenated. This sauce is awesome. And then it makes food exciting. It don't taste like the regular house sauce that we eat it on an everyday basis and stuff. This house sauce makes food exciting. So we have 3- and 4-year-olds eating this sauce and they loving it.
Yes, sir. Well, that's like I said, and that's yeah, that's what we want to know. So, before the show is over, we're gonna not at this one, but before the show is over, we're gonna take time so that you can share the information on how they can obtain this sauce. But now, again, in line with exactly what you're talking about, and in line with what you've talked about, the sauce, the benefits of the sauce, I want to share something with you. And again, this is coming from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. However, this comes from a book called How to Eat to Live. And in here, okay, now I knew I had this page marked. Y'all just bear with me for just a moment. Okay, one moment here. There it is. All right. And, I mean, because it lines up, again, right with, and again, what I'm going to show is how we are all truly in agreement. There's no reason for any of us to be fighting and arguing among ourselves because of anything that we may perceive as a difference. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad states in How to Eat to Live, page 57, and the title of this chapter is Proper Food for Body and Mind Equals Good Health. He states, on the coming of God, according to the Bible and Holy Quran, he began to create a people that must and will enjoy a long life and good health. They will not suffer sickness or grief and sorrow. They will live lives of complete happiness. The earth is full of food, but good health cannot enter our bodies until we have the proper food in the body and the proper food for thought. If we do not have the proper food for our way of thinking, we still cannot enjoy peace, good health, joy, and gladness of heart. We can eat the best food. We can take fast for 9 days or for 20 or 30 days if we want to, and we will still suffer if we do not feed the brain with the right food. These two bodies, the brain and digestive tract, have much in common with one another. Whatever hurts one hurts the other. We must treat both well. The Bible teaches you that God gave the dead more life. He comes to give you more life and abundance of life. How can he do that for us unless we help ourselves to the assistance he is helping us seek? We must help ourselves in this way to prolong our lives. Obey and do all that Allah God bids us. Think the way he thinks, the thoughts of good. Seek to be like him, both physically and mentally. As the Holy Quran teaches us, when we have submitted ourselves entirely to the will of God, he then guides us into his path, his way of life, and then we come to enjoy the paradise of life. In these words of the Holy Quran, O soul that is at rest, enter into my garden, into my paradise among servants well-pleased and well-pleasing. This is what man has sought, the heaven within and the heaven without. If heaven does not begin within, we will never enjoy it on the outside. We do not go to a certain place for heaven. Nearly all of my followers and I are already in heaven. A peace of mind and contentment for the necessities of life, such as food, clothing, shelter, and without the enemy of fear and grief, and with the protection of Almighty God Allah, what more do you want? If we went into another place, we still would not enjoy it more. Oh, certainly, we would be happy to live in a place where there was nothing but people like ourselves, thinking as we think and trying to obey the law of God. But still, within ourselves, we are happy because this evil world does not attract us anymore. We do not desire this kind of life that the wicked live. Our thoughts, our minds feast upon the spirit of goodness. Therefore, the spirit of evil cannot find a place among us to dwell. And again, like I said, I share these things because I'm looking at how much in tune we all are. And I want to say that, like I said, before we close out, I'm going to allow everybody that's on the line who has information to share about how to contact them to share that. I want to now move to the last question, which I have on the board, and that question, and it's, again, for all three of the panelists. We're going to start now with Queen Governor Susie Parker.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that question is, what are your suggestions on a person getting into an organic diet? I mean, what would you suggest for them? You know, the beginner, a person that doesn't know what this is about.
All right. The reason why I would share with a person about going into the organic foods is because the GMOs, I'd like to read something to you about it, what we worked on
Certainly.
With the Green Party.
Certainly.
And I am learning all of this, so if I don't answer correctly or whatever, but I'm just trying to share the little bit that I do know. The evidence points to genetically engineered foods as a major contributor to rising diseases rates in the U.S. population, especially amongst our children. Gastro disorders, allergies, inflammatory diseases, and infertile are just some of the problems implicated in humans, pets, livestock, and labs. Animals that eat genetically modified soybeans and corn is a contribution to these problems. And Monsanto was the strong arm tactic with fraudulent policies of Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture ignoring a growing health emergency. We showed a film of February the 6th, 2013, with the Gateway Green Alliance. Brother Paki Madi shared the Green Party with us to get us to the table so that we could have political strategies. Brother Paki is our beloved one ancestor, and I stand on his shoulders of keeping the Green Party going. Been in the Green Party since 1991. This film showing was about genetic roulette. We had our guest, Sister Christine Jackson. She's on the line. She will share healthy, effective alternatives to live. She has a testimony. That's who we've been working with on the Health Expo. We also had James Minert. He is a farmer with New Roots Urban Farm. And Digger, he is with Safe Food Action in St. Louis. Barbara Cheerio, she was our moderator for this particular event. The world's most dangerous food scam is exposed, which is genetic roulette and the gamble of our lives. Also, Detroit came to the Green Party table to share with us that we are now planning for the people's hearing on Monsanto. So anyone who has stories about their environmental injustice pertaining to bioreparations, we want to get that information. The possible complaints and topics that we will have against Monsanto is that the communities have been poisoned. The environmental racism has been done. The science is bad. The corporate is doing personhood stuff. The soil is terrible. Genes is being patented. Seeds claimed and other international issues pertaining to Africa, the roles in India and Monsanto, the roles in Monsanto and the corporate world, the role with GMOs and trees, legal abuse, suing farmers. For every farmer that existed back in the day, BlackFarmerAssociation.com is the website to get your lawsuit on, to where is you will be a part of the 40 acres and a mule. That's how it started. But then they Monsanto came and took the farmers'
seeds to make sure that they could not duplicate the seeds. You know, when we talk about natural, we're talking about duplication. We're talking about steady, steady growing and not stopping. So we can be a part of this hearing against Monsanto. And I will keep everybody informed on that. And I ask everybody to look at gateway-greens.org. Don't forget we have lead poison issues. We have asbestos issues. Look at all the environmental injustice as well as social injustice that exists.
Yes, ma'am.
And Evangelist Maxine.
Yes, sir. Well, and talking about organic, what I've been doing with my family is, and I mean, you know, we're not vegetarians yet. My husband, I shop. I make sure you get the small chickens instead of the one that's real big and fat because I know my son is real sick. I say, oh, he's got all that hormones in him. And so I buy a butter instead of buying the plastic that looks like butter.
That's right. Go on, teach now. Teach it.
My daughter gets a double master in social work and business in Chicago. I say, honey, you eating plastic. She said, what? I said, that's plastic in that bottle, in that jar. I said, please buy butter. Make little change. Like, so she went shopping yesterday. She said, Mama, I bought some butter. I said, thank you. So, little things like that. I don't drink soda. And like I said, I'm now encouraging people to get back to planting their own gardens. Make sure the seed that you purchase is, they are organic. They're not produced by Monsanto. Trying to get people to get purifiers for the water, you know. Little things that you can do to change so our children can live long and we can live long and stop the cancer, the arthritis and things like that, drinking more water. And like I said, now I'm with this company called Total Life Changes. And all their products are organic. The tea has 7 different herbs in it to deal with your memory, deal with your sleep, and it gets those worms out your colon. It gets the fecal matter that pours over to your gut. That's all coming out burn out fat, like the brother was talking about the house salt. When you get natural things in your body, you start detoxing your colon and purifying your blood, your liver, your kidneys. You do think better. You sleep better. Your appetite even changes because your colon is not clogged up with fat, you know. So things like that we're doing for us organic that we can make a change in, you know. So it all begins when you go into the store shopping consciously. You know, not about what your money can buy, but try to buy what's best quality. I try to use a 90 heating unit of cayenne pepper instead of the ones that from Schnucks. I go to the health food store and get the bulk, putting that in your food. Like you use the red peppers, you can use 90 heating units of the bulk of cayenne pepper in all your food. Not, that'll get your colon all clean. And
right, 90,000 terms, right. That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I know because if you buy 100,000 units, that's going to cost you $14. So if you buy the bulk, that's only, what, 29 cents an ounce or something like that? But, yeah,
right.
Those are some things that I encourage people to do about changing the way we eat, you know, and then eating more apples. So a lot of times we don't eat fruit and vegetables. We just eat fast food, and that's quick and hardly ever consciously eat cooked broccoli and things like that. You know, when I grew up, everybody in my neighborhood, we may not have had access to the big tables and big jobs, but everybody had some kind of fruit tree in their yard. You had pears,
that's right.
You had blackberries, you had blueberries. Everybody had a garden. We ate differently back then, so we've got to go back. The Bible said go back and redo your first work. Start all over. Go back to reading, writing, and arithmetic. And another thing I'd like to also let people know is for children who are suffering academically, they can go to this website that's called acceleratedchristianeducation.com, and if they have children K through 8th grade, they can take a free diagnostic test. And on that test, it will identify any weaknesses that our children missed in school, and that parent can purchase that little unit for $3.95. And if you get all the gaps mastered, then when they go to the next level, they won't suffer, and that's free. That's a free website, Accelerated Christian Education. Now, if they want to find about this organic company that new on the scene, they can go to totallifechanges.com/M Johnson. And while we're waiting on Brother King's sauce to get manufactured and produced on a mass level, they can at least use this product and make a little money as well, help people get well. And we can bring the two products together. There we go. We can network again. I won't be buying hot sauce from all of the sooks anymore. I'm going to put tea and everything I can in my body. I'm going to overdo it.
Yes,
live alone. And the Ganoderma that we have, the people in China, this is what their doctors use. They prescribe the red mushroom, pure Ganoderma. And our capsules have 500 milligrams, and it does the same thing with the salt. It's a shrinking tumor. It's helping with diabetes and just turning our lives completely around. So, yeah, I'm all for organic.
Yes, indeed. Let me try some, too. I wanted to say that, yes, the product, the sauce is awesome. I've been losing weight and everything. I don't overeat. I usually try to eat 3 times a day, but I've been eating 2 times a day. Now I'm kind of down to like 1 to 2 times a day because I am weaning myself off of the bad foods because I've been watching the movies. It's been spoiling my appetite and everything. We can have movie night. We can create healthy corner stores. Again, we want to get on the lawsuit for the black farmers. We want to, with the healthy corner stores, this is a national move to global move, and we have to do it. To create our business structure, Mr. Eddie Davis of CAP is going to assist us. For those that want to get into entrepreneurship, go into nonprofit, go into for-profit businesses, and be an enterprise, then you can get with the Center of the Acceleration for African American Businesses. It's called CAAB, C-A-A-B. They're located at Justine Peterson on North Grand. The address is 1025 North Grand. That's where I will have my roundtable for helping those that would like to start a business and advance and get the resources that we should have got as a business from whitehouse.gov, because City Hall is a nonprofit as well and a for-profit. So since they are, how about creating our own opportunity? The Center for Acceleration of African American Business is to support the growth and development of business owned by African Americans. The center goal is to advance economic development in the St. Louis and Metro East Illinois region by elevating the status of African businesses. These companies are provided needed resources and business support services from business, faith support organizations, and CAP focus is on businesses that are not being served by existing resources. CAP serves as a clearinghouse and coordinates interaction between African American businesses and other business support organizations. So I've been networking Justine Peterson. I've been networking CAP at the 100 Black Men Building. That's where we've been having the meetings at on Thursdays in the morning. And Mr. Davis is an outstanding person, to where he is really there to help and support our businesses to grow and not be at a standstill. This is my motto, family. I always say that if you can't hire anyone and you have a business, you are not in business. Because that's what happened to me. I didn't get a job from nobody. I had to create this job. This is IBE. This is what I am creating for my entrepreneurship. So just wanted to let you know that CAAB is there. They will assist us in A to Z resources with creating our enterprises.
Okay, now, I'm glad you said that because, I mean, I myself am in business, and as many of us are, you know, struggling with business, the thing is this, is what exactly, you mentioned Cab, you also mentioned Justin Peters. Now, what, if you would, I'm going to start with Justin Peters. What is it that they do or can do, for example, if you already, you have a, what I would say is a fledgling business or a beginning business, how can they help you to grow your business?
All right. I am the middle person with the loan officer and the person who sits with the loan officer at Justin Peterson. The owner of Justin Peterson has acknowledged that I have been networking for him, and he appreciated that. So I networked a little bit more to make sure that our businesses, remember, when I was doing the Green Party work out here with Brother Paquette, Mr. Fryce, and Felicia, and all of us, we ended up, this is when Fire Chief George was going through with Mayor Slay and all of that. We ended up going door to door to every business to say, give me your business card and your brochure so that I know where you are, I know what you do, and so forth. So Justin Peterson is going to have a event on May the 5th through the 8th. So microfinancing is this how it started off. A brother named Yanis Muhammad from Bangladesh, he ended up creating a microfinance, social business banking. Social business banking pertains to microfinancing. If you give me $10 for a bag of potatoes, I sell my bag of potatoes, and I make $20, I will give you your $10 back. And that's how microfinancing started off. So I've been talking about this since 1993. I've been sharing these resources with every business that I know to say, edify your business so that you can hire somebody. Not one time did I get a job from any of our businesses because they could not hire. Not only talking about utilizing the tax credits, there's the tax credit opportunity to hire a person is worth $2,400 per person up to $9,000 per business per person. So if we're going to house our people and hire them, let's utilize the tax credits. Also, with the May 5th through the 8th event, this is going to be at the Chase Park Plaza. AEO.org is the conference for this. What they're going to do is they have collaborated with Southeast Missouri State and another entity, a private entity. So how about our investors coming on board with us and IBE to have this as a resource into our credit union as well as our bank? When I visualize our credit union, it's our social part of us to make sure that our business is in order. When I talk about the national part of our banking system, I want every resource that we have to be in that national bank. So with this opportunity is to remove the poverty. So now let's look at the poverty bills. Let's break them down. There's 14 poverty bills out here that's written, but there's only 8 poverty bills that has been recognized to for as the Congress and the Senate concerned. So this is the kind of structure that we're looking at. And I can share with you about the overview program of a micro mentor is free services for small business owners with volunteer business mentors. Oh, let's talk about volunteerism, too. We want incentives to volunteer. If you can't do anything but feed that person that day for volunteering that 1 or 2 hours, let's document those things. The business mentoring workshop is going to be, again, at the Chase Park Plaza. And what it's going to share is Small Business Week for Eastern Missouri. Oh, and it launched here in St. Louis, coming from Bangladesh. this sister created it and took it right back to the White House, like I've been saying all the time. Everything that we write and redefine, we must put it in place where it needs to go because it does matter. AEO.org, AEOWorks.org. You want to contact Matt to register to be a part of this event May the 5th through the 8th at the Chase Park Plaza.
Okay.
All
right. I mean, and all that is great. Great information. Now, you mentioned also something called CAB.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, what I'm saying is and like I said, it's all great information, but what I'm really looking for at this point is specific things. You know, in other words, if I wanted to avail myself of the services that CAB has, if I wanted to avail myself of the services that Justin Peters has, specifically those designed to provide funding for growing a business, who would I contact?
You would contact Mr. Eddie G. Davis and his phone number.
Yes, go right ahead.
314.
Yes.
533-2411 extension 109. That's his office number.
Okay, and this is for CAB or for Justin Peters?
That's for CAB and Justin Peterson. He is inside of Justin Peterson, and that's
all
where
right.
We can set our round table at.
Okay, and the round table is held when?
It hasn't started. I'm waiting to launch our business for our veterans and their families coming from California. When I go to California, I will be in training on the job for workshops and training to make sure that our veterans and their families get their income property as well as their franchise opportunity. Each veteran with an honorable discharge is worth $1 million and more. I don't put a limit to it, but that's the opportunity that they have as a veteran that has signed to be in service for the country. And those that have a dishonorable discharge, we can upgrade it and get you to the Congress and the Senate to get that upgraded. Those that's locked down, we can get them rehabilitated into their to make sure that they get their benefits as well. Those that have child support issues, we will get those child support issues waived. I am your business networker to every business that's out here. I want to know who you are, what you do for our community, and how are you giving back. So the opportunity with Post198.com is coming out of California. Commander Samuel Patterson is going to help us with his resources. I will share our resources with California and nationwide as well, to where is we will get the benefits, we will create the jobs, and we will be a sustainable community.
Yes, ma'am. And so now how would they contact you?
My phone number is 314-532-1897. The computer is okay, family, but I am a paper and a pen person, and give me a book, and I am content. And I will share any website that I have. That's the main thing that I would like to share, is the websites, the phone numbers, the contact person. What do you say to the person? I try to make my text as detailed as possible and not too long, to where it is you can understand what's going on.
Okay,
so that's
well, now,
how I
you,
like to network.
Yes, ma'am. Now, when you were giving out your phone number, you faded out. So if you could do
okay.
That again.
Yes, sir. Area code 314-532-1897.
Yes, ma'am. That's fantastic. And King Ra, you yet with us? Okay.
Yes, sir, I'm on.
All right. And so, now, if you would share your information as far as how individuals can obtain some of this fantastic, fantastic sauce, brother. I mean, come on.
Okay. I just wanted to add, I don't know if Sister Chris told you all, but her skin is clearing up from, you know, from her illnesses, and that's a blessing. And I just wanted to say to Chris that you're looking good. And so, what I wanted to say is you can reach me at 314-546-2691. And you can order the sauce through me, and I'll take it to the post office and stuff like that and try to please the customers and stuff. So I can be reached at that number. And, that's it for right now.
Well, now, I want to ask you this, brother. Now, I was over at Yours Market, you know, over on Broadway. And I did see a bottle of the sauce over there. So how long will it be before it'll be in Yours Market for individuals to go and purchase it there?
And that's for those of us who are here in St. Louis.
I'm not for sure how long it'll be, but we are definitely working on it. And I'll talk to him today. I talk to him almost every day now.
Who you talking to, bro? Over there.
Brother Aha.
Brother who?
Brother Aha.
Oh, Brother Aha. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm familiar with Brother Aha. All right.
Yeah, and so he's very supportive of the sauce, and so we'll be doing some business together pretty soon here, and so I'm ready. And I want everybody else to be ready right along with us as a team, you know. Yeah.
Right. All right. All right. Well, like I said, that's what I want to do. I want to give everybody a chance to, you know, to share their information. And Evangelist Maxine.
My number for this awesome detox tea and many other products. They have an oil for arthritis. And they have a skin product that gets rid of stretch marks and wrinkles and all that. And if you are interested, they can give me a call at 314-532-7063. Or if they want to go online and order, they can go to totallifechanges.com/Johnson. Or they can go to ISOTEA.com/Young Johnson. If they want to see the
people, okay. I'm sorry. We can't hear you too well. Can you repeat that information because your phone is making some kind of noise? I don't know if it's feedback or it's on speaker. If you're speaking on speakerphone, you might want to cut it off.
Oh, no, it's not on speakerphone. It just went crazy. No,
okay,
is it
well,
your
can echoing? You repeat the information for us again, please?
Sam. Okay, is that better? Okay, yes, that's 314-532-7063, or they can go to the website totallifechanges.com/M. Johnson. If they want to click in on the live webinar on Thursday at 6 o'clock, they go to www.iasolive.com, and then they click on FUG meeting, and you get a chance to meet the president, Armand Puyo. And if you go to youtube.com, and it's doing it again, can you hear me?
Yes.
And
If you go to YouTube anytime, even tonight, and type in ARMANDPUYOLT compensation plan, and it's like no other networking marketing plan ever existed. He made it work. Everyday people like you and I can get paid every week, and it's a phenomenal plan where you actually, everyday people are actually getting paid and making 50% profit and so much more. So I'm really excited about, well, you know, and we can use this product and the income from it to invest in the other business that God has given us. Yes, Megan, they want to call me and arrange an appointment for a conference call with our executive director. Just give me a call at 314-532-7063, and I'm pretty much available all day long. And I'm excited, yes. Looking forward to getting that sauce too as well.
Well, yes, ma'am, and we appreciate your information, and I'm hoping everybody got that information so that we can continue to network with one another. Okay, now, is that me echoing?
Yeah, I don't know which one.
Queen of Eve.
I can't tell who it is, but I'm just going to say if you have your computers on, excuse me, or if you're speaking by speakerphone, you might want to mute that out. And Brother Kareem, you have a question and you want to take before we go?
Yes, ma'am, definitely, absolutely.
Okay, last four, 9553, your mic is live. Last four numbers, 9553, your mic is now live.
Okay. It's Sister Curry.
Yes.
Yes. Susie Parker invited me on the show here. And I just want to speak on networking. I heard you speak on the alternate networking. And you were asking about what is it, and it's just like super networking details of the certain topics or whatever you're on. And it's very important, you know, for anyone to network on whatever topic, you know, that they're, you know, that you're on, because the details or whatever it is part of the networking. And when you can prove the things that you're trying to do or say, or whatever the situation is, that makes a difference, and people believe and possibly can get with you or get with us. And also I wanted to speak on the natural resources. You know, whether it's financial or personal, and the presentation, you know, whether it's nationally or for all people or even just for, or either statewide or nationally, you know, you have to get together and prove some of these things, you know. Either we can do it for single people or families, prove that some of these natural, but most of the natural resources that we have already from the past and the future, you know, that it works, you know. So it's a fun networking these resources. You know, that'll be a very good thing, you know, showing the good and the bad, you know, and the needs and the wants, you know, and get the questions. Because everybody, you know, is different, you know. So that's like garbage in, garbage out, you know. And we all want the recipe for a longer life, of course. And I want to thank each and every one of you. I've been listening to everybody. And everybody got some good points. And I'm looking forward to getting with you guys one day. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, indeed, beloved. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Susie.
And I try to talk, and it is awesome. me and quite a few of my family members has purchased it, and it has done wonders for us, and we're going to continue to purchase it.
Thank you, sister.
So let's network the soul.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very, very much for your comments. And I also, you know, because now we're really winding down, I want to thank you, Queen Governor Susie Mayberry Parker, you know, for all the information that you have provided us with. I want to encourage everyone that's been listening to definitely contact our sister so they can avail themselves, so they can make use of the information she's given and the contacts she's given. Yes, network with her. I want to thank also Evangelist Maxine for her contribution. Please take the information she's given you. Network with her, because this is very vital. What we have here and what we want this to be, in keeping with our policy here on Conscious Black Nation, of providing you with not just, as Queen Susie said, the problem, but also solutions, practical applications that you can use in your everyday life. I want to thank our brother King Ra, a.k.a. Victor King, for his contribution. Definitely get with him on that sauce. I'm telling you, believe me, it is definitely awesome. Is not a good enough word for it. And at this point, I want to ask Queen Aziza, please, can you give us the lineup for the week?
Yes, sir, I can. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, tomorrow we're having a rebroadcast of the Out on the Front Lines with Truth Islam, due to the fact that Brother Jihad is still recovering from surgery, so let's continue to pray for his recovery. But we're going to re-air a good one with Minister Robert coming out of the Southwest region, as well as Minister Keith Muhammad from Oakland, California. And, of course, we will have Minister Abel and Minister Tony on the show as well from Chicago and Florida. On Wednesday, join us for DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show, which is our hip-hop comedy show. On Thursday, I'll be back, 8 p.m. Central, with the continuation of The Naked Woman that was so rudely interrupted last week due to Blog Talk having difficulties. So we're going to pick back up on The Naked Woman. Who will clothe her? Well, our guest speaker will be Student Minister Troy Muhammad from Detroit, Michigan, as well as Brother Gary Muhammad from Chicago, and Brother Jermaine 2X from New York City. On Friday, join us, Put on the New Man, our live study group for those of you who may live in a city that does not have a mosque or a study group. Please join us for online study group. We will be studying the time of what must be done, Part 16, as given to us by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. On Saturday, we'll be right back in, 8 p.m. Central, for Young, Gifted, and Black, where the Nation of Islam, the pop artists, get together and share their artistry and their extreme talents with us. And on Sunday, inshallah, Brother Vernon will be back to host the No Romance with Our Finance, which is our economic development show. And next Monday, we'll be right back here with Conscious Black Nation with our beloved host and brother Kareem Muhammad from St. Louis, Missouri. So that's it.
All praises to Allah. And again, I want to thank.
Took a breath.
No, you didn't. You rolled that one. Come on now. Go ahead, Queen.
Party seconds. Hurry up.
That's how we roll. That's right. Well, again, I want to thank everybody who was on the show tonight. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Everybody in our listening audience, I want to encourage you to please, please be back with us next Monday at 8 p.m. Also, please, I want to encourage you to listen to all of the different shows that you find on Nation Building Network, because that's exactly what we're about. We're about building a nation. And remember, a nation includes all kind of people. It includes all kind of philosophies, all schools of thought. And in closing, as always, I want to share with you the fact that if you do not participate, you dissipate. Remember, the thought is the act is the fact. I am your humble guide, Kareem the Communicator, Brother Kareem Muhammad. Again, thank you for joining us on Conscious Black Nation. And if you would, take us out, Queen Aziza.
Okay. Well, thank all of you for joining us. Thank you for our distinguished panel, Mr. Victor King and Sister Susie, and I know Miss Maxine jumped in there at some point, so thank you all for coming. Yes. And may God protect and bless all of us with the light of understanding and truth. So we leave you as we came before you in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum, one nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night, family.
Walaikum salam.
Thanks for having me, Sister Curry.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you too, Sister Curry. We appreciate you.
Yes,
thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
All right. Good night.
Good night, family.
Good night.
Good night.